The triggers. You do not see coming. You can do everything right in recovery and still get blindsided by a craving that seems to come out of nowhere. Most of the time, it did not come out of nowhere. There was a trigger, you just did not see it. Learning how to spot hidden triggers in your environment is one of the most underrated skills in sobriety. The obvious ones are easy enough to identify. Bars, parties, certain people. But the hidden ones are the ones that get you because they operate below your awareness, quietly pulling you toward a place you do not want to go. Everyday cues. Your brain never forgot. A trigger does not have to be dramatic to be dangerous. It can be a specific time of day. The route you use to drive to your dealer's house. The brand of beer on a billboard you pass every morning. A certain kind of weather that reminds you of summer nights you spent using. These are environmental cues your brain cataloged during active addiction, and they are filed away in a part of your memory that does not require your conscious permission to activate. That is what makes hidden triggers so tricky. You do not decide to react to them. Your body reacts before your brain catches up. Smell and sound as trigger pathways. Smell is one of the most powerful and most overlooked triggers in recovery. The smell of a particular liquor, cigarette smoke, a cologne someone used to wear, even the cleaning supplies used in a building where you used to get high. Your olfactory system is wired directly to the parts of your brain that process emotion and memory, which is why a smell can transport you back to a moment faster than any photograph. If you have ever walked into a room and felt an instant wave of unease without knowing why, there is a good chance a scent triggered it. Sound works the same way. A song that was playing during a time you were using. The sound of ice clinking in a glass. A specific ringtone that used to mean your connect was calling. These auditory cues can fire up a craving in seconds. The problem is that sounds are everywhere, and you cannot always control what you hear. What you can control is your awareness of which sounds affect you, and what to do when you notice the reaction starting. How to spot hidden triggers in your environment through your body. How to spot hidden triggers in your environment gets easier when you start paying attention to your body instead of just your thoughts. Most people wait until they are fully craving to realize something triggered them. But the body sends signals long before the craving becomes conscious. Common early warning signs include your jaw tightens or your teeth clench, your stomach drops or feels knotted, your hands get restless or fidgety, your breathing becomes shallow or rapid, a sudden wave of unease or irritability with no obvious cause. Those physical responses are your early warning system, and learning to read them gives you a head start on managing whatever comes next. Your home and digital spaces, hidden triggers inside your own home. Your home can be full of hidden triggers, and you might not even realize it. A cabinet where you used to hide bottles, a chair where you sat while using, a specific spot on the couch where you always checked your phone for a reply from someone connected to your addiction. Even the layout of a room can carry associations your brain has not let go of. This does not mean you need to move or gut your entire house. But it does mean that rearranging spaces, removing objects tied to old habits, and being intentional about how you set up your environment can make a real difference in reducing daily trigger exposure. Social media as a silent trigger. Social media is a hidden trigger that a lot of people in recovery underestimate. Research published in the National Library of Medicine has shown that environmental context and sensory cues play a significant role in triggering substance use cravings, even when the person is not consciously aware of the connection. An old photo that pops up in your memories showing you at a party. A friend posting about happy hour. A song recommendation that takes you right back to a night you are trying to forget. Even the emotional state that scrolling creates, boredom, comparison, loneliness, can set the stage for a craving without any direct substance reference. Being deliberate about who you follow, what content you engage with, and how much time you spend on your phone is not about being extreme. It is about removing unnecessary risks from your daily environment, work environments, and people. Triggers work environments carry their own set of hidden triggers. After work, drink culture. A coworker who reminds you of someone from your past. The stress of a particular meeting or deadline that used to be your excuse to use. Even the physical space of your workplace, a parking lot, a bathroom, a break room, can hold associations you have not fully processed. The goal is not to avoid working. The goal is to recognize which parts of your work environment activate something in you and have a plan for when they do. How to spot hidden triggers in your environment also means understanding that people can be triggers even when they are not using around you. A family member whose tone of voice takes you back to a fight that used to end with you reaching for something. A friend who does not use but whose energy feels chaotic in a way that unsettles you. A romantic partner whose behavior patterns remind your nervous system of someone from your addiction days. You do not have to cut everyone out, but you do need to be honest about who makes your recovery harder and why. How to spot hidden triggers in your environment. With a trigger map, how to build your trigger map. The most practical thing you can do is build a trigger map. Walk through a normal day in your mind and write down every environment you move through. For each one, ask yourself if there is anything in that space that makes you feel uneasy or activated. Here is a starting framework. Your bedroom. Objects, lighting, routines tied to old habits. Your car. Routes. Music. Times of day you associate with using your commute, billboards, storefronts, neighborhoods you pass through your workplace, break rooms, coworkers, stress patterns, stores and public spaces, grocery store alcohol aisles, gas stations, restaurants. You will be surprised how many you find once you start looking. That map is not meant to scare you. It is meant to prepare you. Because a trigger you can see coming is a trigger you can manage. Strategy that keeps you alive. Recovery does not require you to live in a bubble, but it does ask you to pay attention. The environment you move through every day is either supporting your sobriety or quietly working against it. Learning to spot the hidden triggers gives you the power to reshape your surroundings in ways that work for you instead of against you. That is not paranoia. That is strategy. And in recovery, strategy keeps you alive. Essence. Recovery Center can help you build a stronger foundation. At Essence Recovery Center, we help you identify the patterns and triggers that put your sobriety at risk. Our residential treatment program provides the clinical support, therapeutic structure, and safe environment you need to develop real strategies for lasting recovery. Contact us today to learn more.